Blog Talk Radio.
Obliged and step to the top.
Come on.
Now the whole fam doing the electric slide.
Yeah.
Like that 1-2. Uncle Ron, what you want him to do?
Now you got it, let's do it again. Like
my back. Oh, I went out on a limb. I even covered up to keep this thing intact.
Yeah.
What I had in me was something real that's so hard to come about. But it betrayed me. There was a photo in some laundry that I found.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, however you're listening in to the show today, thank you, guys, for tuning in. No, I hadn't been on the show for maybe a couple of weeks, but, been going through some things, been handling some things, and, trying to move my way, navigate my way through these waters. But as you listen to the show, guys, remember that it's going to be tough for me. All right. But I do want to share with you guys some of the things that I feel. Okay. And I would also like to hopefully maybe someone who's close to me or close to my family that may be listening in to the show to maybe lend some of your experiences or just knowledge on this hard situation. You say, Frank, why are you doing this? It's because I just lost a friend. Just lost a lifelong friend, a family friend, and as I try to hold it together, guys, just understand that it's been a really, really long time. And before I get into the show, let me do my thing. Today's show is sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams. Call me. You can reach me at 678-549-0274. That number again is 678-549-0274. Now you can also reach me by email, frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw frankwilliamshow.com. Whether you have, whether you want to buy or sell a property, whether you know someone who wants to buy or sell a property, please direct them to us, okay? My team and I will take care of them or you from start to finish, okay? We handle everything from start to finish, right? So contact me, 678-549-0274, or by email, frankwilliams@kw.com. Now, you can also reach me through my show here at Blog Talk Radio. If you are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. You can click on that and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And you can also send me messages there. I also have a Facebook, Instagram. Just type in my name, guys, and it'll come through. You can also Google my name, or you can Google the Frank Williams Show, and that all will come available as well. Okay. Again, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. Okay, let's try this again. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. I know that the majority of people that listen to my show are friends of mine. You guys are friends of my family. You guys know me. You guys know my family. And you guys know what I stand for. And I took my family on a, well, we all went on a vacation last week. We left last Sunday. We left last Sunday going to Montego Bay, Jamaica. And we got together and we got our stuff packed on the weekend and we were ready to pull out on Sunday morning. Flight was at like 1 o'clock and we headed out. We headed out right on Sunday morning because our flight was at like 1 something. So we had to get to the airport because we were flying international to Montego Bay, Jamaica. And so we really didn't know how how things were going to go. Okay, how things were going to go. So we tried to get there a little early. And make some things happen, you know, get done, get in the airport and get through everything and get to our gate and wait for the flight. Things ran fairly smooth. You know, at Hartsfield, I think the world's largest airport, here in Atlanta, we have an international terminal now. You know, before, I think, because this is my first time flying international. I know I'm giving you guys a kind of a speech on this, but just a little information that maybe you guys have flown international. Maybe you guys have done the new international airport and all this different stuff, but just kind of to help me get my thoughts and bearings in order, I wanted to talk about this. But anyway, so you can fly out of the international airport and not the domestic port or the regular airport. Okay, now they got the international stuff separate from domestic. Makes it a little better. Okay. But so we tried to get to the airport a little early, and we were to the airport, and we got to our parking terminal, and my wife got a phone call, and I didn't think nothing of it, of course. You know, she's a businesswoman. She gets a lot of these. She gets a lot of these calls all the time. So I didn't think anything of it. But she said, and I'll walk you guys through kind of. She said that. She said he's right here. I'm like, okay, now what is she talking about? And she said your cousin, your cousin Connie on the phone. And I was like, I'm getting ready to go have a good time. I don't want to talk to anyone. And then she said, "What's going on?" And she told us that one of my great friends, Chip, had passed away. Some of you guys know who Chip is. Just a little bit of background. He actually graduated high school with my next to the oldest sister. And I never really was a really knew who he was until years later. Another one of my cousins, one of my older cousins who lived in the West End of Atlanta, older cousin. This guy Chip used to hang out with, and I knew his brothers. Okay, his brothers went to high school with me. They were a year ahead of me and went to high school with me, and I knew his brothers, but I didn't really know him. And but I guess we were at my grandmother's house one evening and doing some things, and my cousin walked in, and Chip walked in behind him. And I saw him, and you know, like I said, I didn't know him. So I was like, you know, I knew of him, but I didn't know, I never hung out with him or anything like that. So I'm like, what are you doing over here in Vine City at my grandmother's house? And that's what he was doing there. He was there with my cousin. They would hang out together, drink and do whatever together. They were really good friends. And from there, it seems like he started to come around more often. And then there was a time when I got married 35 plus years ago, my bachelor party was at his house. He let me do my bachelor party at his house over in the West End. And he wasn't even at home at that evening, but man, his brothers was in charge of the house, and we had a blast. Okay. And you know, and excuse some of my language, guys, but this was Chip. This was the way he was. And the next day he called me and he said, "Man, what the F y'all do here at the house last night? Everything everywhere, stuff out in the yard and this and that." Of course, I ain't know what the hell had happened. I done long gone and at home, and I'm getting ready for my wedding the next day. And he called me and said, "Man, what the hell? What, you know?" He didn't say what the hell, but he said, "What the hell y'all do last night? Y'all tore up the house, this and that, this and that." I didn't tear up the house, but, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on that night. But anyway, just saying that is that one incident that I wanted to kind of reflect on that would let you know the kind of friend that he was. And that was kind of the start of our, he and I, relationship. And it grew over the years, and as I started to do different things, my wife and I, we bought a house together, and he helped me move into the house. He'd come over every weekend just about and hang out and do things, and when I was doing like projects at the house, he'd come and help me out. I bought a boat one time. I remember I bought a boat, brand new boat, from Bass Pro Shops up in Duluth. And I called him. I said, "Chip, come ride with me." I didn't tell him what I was doing. I just told him to come ride with me. And he was one of those that he'd jump at that chance in a heartbeat. He said, "All right, I'll see you in a few minutes." Or he said, "I'll see you in a few." That was his favorite line. Even all the way up to the day that my last time seeing him. And we rode all the way to Duluth to pick up my boat. They went through everything about the boat. I hooked the boat up to my truck, and we came back home. Let me tell you something. That night, midnight, 1 in the morning. I said, Chip, let's take the boat out. We took the boat out midnight, 1 in the morning. But if you guys know me, I like to fish at night. I like to fish at night. And I had a brand new boat sitting in my garage. I couldn't stand it. So of course he was like, I'm with you. And we hook up the boat and we took off and we went up to Lake Altoona and went to the boat ramp and put the boat in the water. Hell, I ain't know a lot what I was doing. I had a little boat before that, but now I done got a bigger boat and brand new boat and all this. Now I'm really ready to learn. So we learning together. I bagged the boat down. He directed me. Excuse me, guys. But he directed me and telling me to move, turn this, move this, move this. Finally, after an hour or so later, we get the boat in the water and we head out and we hung out that night and came back home at I don't know what time in the morning. And, he had to work the next day. And he called me the next day. He said, man, I ain't messing with you no more. not like that. But he said, man, I ain't messing with you no more. I gotta work. And I had to work this morning. You know, it's crazy, man. Anyway, that's a story to give you an idea of the kind of friend that Chip was to me. And, but anyway, going back to Sunday, before I left for Jamaica, we found out that he had passed. And, I called his, what's so heartbreaking about this is that he was supposed to be going on this trip with us. We had gotten his passport and everything. He actually, he lost his job. Maybe before the, I'm not sure, but I think it was before the new year. Actually, as a matter of fact, it was before the new year. His contract ran out at the end of the year at his job that he was working. So he gave us the news that he wouldn't be able to go. Now, what's so ironic about this, or what's so crazy about this is I was a hairline away from paying for him to go to Jamaica with us. I was a hairline away from it. But I didn't, and he didn't go. And I think that God knows that things that, of course, that he knows things that we don't know. And he see things that we can't see. And maybe he knew something. Or I know that he knew something, and he didn't allow Chip to go to Jamaica with us. Okay, and Saturday before we left on the trip, he left me a text, and you know, he wasn't big on you know, writing these long skips or skits or whatever, but, you know, he wrote me, he said, he sent me an emoji on Saturday. It was Saturday before we left on the trip. He sent me an emoji that was a hand, and it had the sign of, I don't know if you guys remember the show Mork and Mindy, when he used to do that sign where he split the last two fingers and the next two fingers apart and made like a V on his hand. And it, like he said, nanu, nanu, you know, that's what he used to say from the show Mork and Mindy. He sent me an emoji like that. And I'm thinking that this emoji was just saying, you know, hey, what's going on? This was 6 o'clock on Saturday. I'm looking at his text right now. And I responded. I said, what's up, Chip? And he wrote back. He said, have a good time, with an exclamation point. And all I said was, appreciate it. That was my last text with Chip. I didn't know it, but that was my last text with Chip. Cousin called and said that he had passed. So I'm thinking, hell no, I don't believe that. Whenever you have a friend or family member to pass away and you hear the news, you don't know it for sure. You're like, man, come on now. Stop kidding. You kidding me, right? And then his brother called me. And kind of knew then that it was true. And he said that, man, this is how he talked. He said, hey, Tony, hey, that dude Chip passed away this morning. I said, what? He said, yeah, Chip passed this morning. I asked him what happened. He said, well, you know, anybody that know Chip know he smoked like a chimney, right? Cigarettes. He smoked cigarettes like a chimney. I mean, every he put one out, or he finished a cigarette, and 10 minutes later, he walking out the door again, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. And he smoked. Been doing that for years. So he said that you know, Chip was living with him and his wife. And he said that I went and checked on Chip because, you know, he get up early every morning, and he'll go outside and smoke him a cigarette. But he said he had gotten up and he didn't, Chip hadn't come out of his room, and he didn't know what was going on. So he went to check on him because, you know, he usually up and gone out to smoke a cigarette, get up and go out and smoke a cigarette. So he went in the room and he said Chip was kind of slumped over on the bed. And he kind of touched him and called his name, you know, like Chip. And he said he was cold. And then, you know, here come the paramedics and everyone, and they pronounced him dead. And that's when I got these phone calls. The thing is, with me is, I guess the reason that it hurt me so much is because he was that kind of friend, you know, he was that kind of guy. He'd come over, he'd hang out most weekends, just about every weekend. Hard for me to contain myself because this was his favorite time of year, March Madness. He'd always call and say, "Hey, bro, you know it's March Madness, right? You know what we do." And he'd come over on Saturday, and we'd sit here all day Saturday, you know, having some drinks and watching basketball. We'd sit out in the yard and start us a fire, and he'd sit there for hours and hours taking care of the fire. And that was fine with me because a lot of times I'm, you know, cooking and grilling. So he can take care of the fire. And to know, you know, a friend like that, like I said, I do a lot of projects at home. And I built a huge deck one time at the old house behind my house. And he'd always take credit for that. He said, yeah, Tony built it, but I supervised, right? And, you know, what's weird about it, he would, and at that time, he would call and say, hey, you working on the deck today? Be like, not really, but if you come over, yeah, I'll work on it. You going to help me? And he show up. All right, I'll see you in a few. He'd come over. But, you know, Chip was friends with a lot of people. Friends with just about anybody that he'd come in contact with. You remember Chip. If you didn't know him and you came to my house and he was at my house, you know, when you left, you'd be saying, "Who was that dude that was over there with you, man? Who was that dude?" And what's so tough about losing Chip is that, you know, of course I won't get to see him again. His funeral is going to be next Tuesday. And they're doing a gravesite funeral, so I'll never see him again. Sometimes when you lose someone, you lose a family member or something, you know, as crazy as this may sound, but you kind of look forward to seeing them at their funeral. You kind of look forward to saying goodbye to them at their funeral for the last time. But it won't be for Chip. They have, he's at Watkins, and it's no visitation, no viewing. And they're having the gravesite funeral down in Palmetto Tuesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll be there, of course. And I'm gonna write some things to say. And Hopefully I can get through it. My wife told me not to do this show too early, but I got to get it out. And going to be tough for me. But anyway, guys, I'm going to go ahead and close the show out. Maybe I'll talk about him again one day, but I wanted to do this. Something was on my heart this morning to do this, and I wanted to do it. He was a friend, like a family member that I won't get to see again. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. I appreciate you listening to the show. Hopefully, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Take care of yourselves, guys. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out.
Break out the food and the drinks. It's going to be a party. Turn up the music real loud. Invite everybody. Go right ahead and smoke and play some cards. Just make yourself at home. To take somebody's hand and get your groove on.
We're all up in here, and it couldn't be better. I love to see my people come together, talking about friends.
My cup down. Now the whole fam bam getting down. I mean, I'm